אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר.
We are reading from Zohar Lam, New Zohar, בראשית, the number 645. You can ask questions and download the material from our website, and we will ask during the website. So, פרשת בראשית, item 645.
So, now, we really have to have the same intentions we talked about. This is actually one intention, which is how to tie such a connection between us that will resemble the higher force. The higher force can't tell about itself who and what it is, but it gives it through the example between us, meaning in terms of what we have to do. And then it's called from your deeds that we know you, and then we can reveal them according to the law of equivalence of form. And the moment the connection between us will have the same image as the Creator, that will fit him, then he'll reveal as the fulfillment inside one's vessels. And his vessels. Yes.
So, item 645. The Creator has said, it won't be harder for you when it says me'orot with no vav when he is not complete, because I have not made him anymore, but what is written to illuminate on the land for the people of the land to use, and it is enough for you, the people of the land, to use this light.
I can barely hear what it says, what's written, what we're talking about here, what we're reading. The main thing for me is to constantly think, what connection should there be between us for the Creator to reveal there in it? Please.
646. And as the small light, the sun, who humans could not look at, the light that is hidden for the righteous is even more, as the light of the candle that dwells before the upper light, before the upper king. 647, came Rabbi Abahu to kiss the hands of Rabbi Elazar and said, now I've known that truthfully that light was lacking, and more than that has to be lacking. Pray, help the world that you will exit, because till today I asked that and couldn't find anything else but you. That same path you have exited from, I will have a blessing for meeting you. 648. He sat with him for 30 days and studied on every doubt and question he had, and he taught him 60 flavors in the parasha of Bereshit and went on.
Of course, we're talking about spiritual states. So what changes, accordingly, maybe we have to set between us in the ever-advancing relations and unity and concessions and importance of the friends that are, and the importance of my friends?
649, he found Rabbi Chiya, and he said to Rabbi Abahu, please from you that I will taste the sweetness of this honey that you have suckled from the upper ones. He told him, the leaves of the palm and the honey can't come together, and even though he still taught him. Meaning, Rabbi Chiya wasn't a wise student yet, but was similar to the leaves of the palm, who will bring fruit in the future. And Rabbi Abahu told him there's still a great distance between the leaves of the palm and between the honey that will come from the dates that will grow on it. That's why he's not worthy of tasting the honey yet. Six 50. Rabbi Chiya cried and said, I swear and receive upon myself that before I study in front of the upper illuminator, I will not return. He sat there for 12 years, and when he came, they called him the great Rabbi Chiya, the light that was hidden in the righteous for the future to come. As it is written, light is shed upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Four wisdoms. First, the Chochmah Sima d'Arich Anpin, that is written, the light dwells with it, because it was closed in Arich Anpin and is not revealed to the lower ones on its own. Two, the Binah, which returned to become Chochmah, the river that comes out of Eden and is called 32 paths of wisdom. It received the luminance of Chochmah from Chochmah Sima when it returns to Rosh of Arich Anpin. Three, the wisdom of Zer Anpin, which is called the sun, that receives Vak of Chochmah from Bina. Four, the Malchut, that received the illuminance of Vak de Chochmah from the sun, Zer Anpin. And the Malchut is the holder of the sun, because there is no revelance from the illumination of Chochmah from the sun, but only according to the measure of the holder, which is the Malchut, that only in it the wisdom is dwelled. The distance between the four wisdoms, Chochmah Sima d'Arich Anpin, does not illuminate below its place, but it illuminates come to Bina, while returns to Rosh of Arich Anpin when it receives, when she is instead of the Chochmah of Arich Anpin and only its illuminance, in a way that Chochmah Sima is actually the light of Chochmah and Bina is actually Chassadim. And only when it's in the place of Chochmah Sima, it can receive Chochmah from it. But in the place of Bina, there's no revelance of Chochmah yet, but it bestows to Zer Anpin, which is called the sun. And Zer Anpin bestows it to the Malchut, the holder of that sun. While all the revelance of Chochmah that were in the first three wisdoms were to bestow to the Malchut, because above her, the Chochmah cannot be revealed. We also know that Gar of the second wisdom is Abba Ve'ima, the internal ones that were hidden. And everything that illuminates in that wisdom is only Vak of Chochmah. In that way we see that Chochmah Sima illuminates to that Bina while she is in her place is not more than Vak de Chochmah. And that is the number 60,000. Because Vak, Chagat Nehi, each one is included by 10, 60 Sfirot, and every Sfira that is in Chochmah is 1,000. And also the illuminance of the face of Arich Anpin is divided to Gar and Vak, which are 375 lights, that the Gar are 300 and the Vak are 75. And it is not worthy to be cut whole, but the light which is the first wisdom, the Chochmah Sima Arich Anpin, that the light dwells with it in its place and does not illuminate below, because it is the whole Chochmah of the direct light. Because that same light that was hidden from the righteous, the second Chochmah, Bina that returned to Rosh of Arich Anpin and became Chochmah, is one of 60,075 parts of the light which dwells with the Creator. That even Bina, which returns to Rosh of Arich Anpin, does not receive from Gar the Chochmah Sima, but the Vak of Chochmah Sima, which is 60,075. And even the Vak de Chochmah Sima that the Bina receives does not receive all of them, because Bina does not receive the Chochmah for itself, because she is Chafetz Chesed and receives Chochmah only in order for it to reach Zer Anpin and from Zer Anpin to Malchut, which the Malchut alone is the place which housed the Chochmah. And that's why the Bina takes from the illuminance of the Vak de Chochmah Sima only one part as the measure needed for the Malchut. And that same part that the Chochmah receives, that the Bina receives, expands through the whole 10 Sefirot of Bina, and the Gar, which were hidden in that Arich Anpin, the internal ones that were hidden, and that Vak, that illuminator in her, which are 60,075. From them the Zer Anpin received that is called the sun. And the light of the sun, Zer Anpin, is one of the 60,075 parts of the light that is hidden for the righteous for the next world, that the sun receives only from the Vagde Bina, which is 60,075, and not all of them, but only according to the measure of Malchut, is only one part of them. And that Vak of Chochmah, that it is in Bina, are counted to be the great light, because they are not revealed only to the righteous that have attained the next world, Bina. But those righteous who haven't attained that Bina yet, only one part is revealed to them, the part of Malchut that is influenced by the sun, Zer Anpin. That's why the sun doesn't receive all of them, but only what comes to the Malchut, which is part of them. That's why the Creator said, it won't be harder for you when it says Me'orot without Vav, that isn't whole, that the sun doesn't receive all of the 60,075 parts, but only one part of them, because I have not done more, only what it is written to illuminate on the earth. Because every light of Chochmah doesn't expand only according to the measure of receiving by the Malchut, which is called the land, to illuminate on the land. And that's why the sun can't receive only one part of them all, according to the measure that Malchut can receive. The light that is hidden for the righteous, which is hidden and is not revealed to the righteous, even in the next world, but only in the future in Gmar Tikkun, that is the Gar of Chochmah, that is completely hidden in Abba Ve'ima, the internal ones that have been hidden, and don't illuminate even to the righteous. And proof of it is the light shed upon the righteous, meaning also for the righteous is the light which is shed upon. The hidden light, the Gar, actually, the Abba Ve'ima Pnimiim, that are ready for the future to come.
Questions? Yeah?
Emmanuel from Rehovot is asking, how does the Zohar build a new spiritual structure in us?
The group formed around the teacher and got what it got and received permission to write about what they've attained in a book that, according to the level of its attainment, the book was called Zohar, according to the wisdom which exists in the Moch HaStima, in the Rosh of Arich Anpin of Atzilut. And they wrote about it. By writing, they let the people who aspire for it to enjoy a bit. Why? If a person simply reads the Book of Zohar, he has no relation to correct to it, so he does not evoke the reforming light. If a person is in a state where he discovers his evil, meaning the rejection from the connection between him and others, it's called evil. All the rest, it's not considered to be bad or evil. In the worlds, on the different levels, degrees, evil is called only when one rejects the other, where you discover the lack of desire, hatred, rejection. In short, there has to be hatred, which is revealed in the inclination toward unity. So after you discover this, and then above that hatred, you start connecting, you start creating ties nonetheless. Even though that the hatred remains, you climb Mount Sinai, you go through the Sinai desert. It's work. But one who does it, he builds the conditions for the revelation of the Creator. And this is what they have expressed in this book. Meaning, what will you discover if you will make the connection? So the question is, Bala Sulami called this commentary the commentary of the ladder, because he saw this book as the ladder, meaning that a person who reads the book of Zohar, he rises the degrees until he reaches Roli Kamala Tikkun. So we have to try and be like them. It all depends on the connection between us, yes.
Daniel Colombia, which is from Italy, is asking, why does it seem so impossible to connect the text to air internally?
It means that you have no connection. Were you to have even the smallest connection with the friends, inside that connection you would have discovered what it says in the book. You would have emotionally discovered in your senses, in your inner vision, understanding, you would have felt it. As different states, worlds, it's like you enter some place that opens up for you. If you don't have the right connection, then you simply hear dead words. There's nothing alive about them. Just strange words, yes?
Timo from Istanbul is asking, where is none else besides him in our intentions while reading the Zohar?
Him is what we have to discover in our vessels. None else besides him is the spiritual root which has created us and leads us the whole path and helps and aids and prepares everything and organizes and arranges everything, but one thing that we have to exert in order to attain it, because that exertion is the deficiency in which he can reveal. Otherwise, we won't understand him. Even now, we're inside the Creator, inside the light of Ein Sof. Do we feel something in it? No. Does it exist? No. Where is it? What, can I grab it? Where is it? Behind what? I have nothing to hold on to. I don't have the kelim, the vessels. There are radio waves here now. Where are they? But you already know that there are waves, and you have to equip yourself with some kind of an instrument, kli, and you will discover it, the radio waves. As simple as that. So you know that these are waves that you have to make a kind of a coil in order to perceive them, and then you can perceive it. And you have the kelim. Look what you have to do. You have to build kind of a resistor and a kind of a resistor on which you get the revelation. That could be already the earphone or something, and you have to get the condenser, the capacitor. You have to get the capacitor and the capacitor, it fills up and empties, and so does the coil, and this is how they work between them, each one of them differently, but this is how they work between them, and this is how they discover him. It's the same with us. But you have what to build it from. You know what the coil is, and how to build it, and the capacitor. Here you're first told how to discover these kelim, and then instead of the radio waves, you'll discover the Creator, the root of reality.
Here's a few questions from the world clear about the number 60,075.
Yeah, no matter. In the Zohar, there's an explanation for everything, for all the for every number. I can give you all the passages where he explains about all the numbers in the Zohar. Dozens of places where he explains. I'll show you.
Pasha from Moscow is asking, why does the chapter of Bereshit have special tension in the Zohar?
Besides the Genesis Bereshit chapter in the Zohar itself, that it remained, it didn't disappear, meaning it was given to us by the higher providence in a special way. And besides, the word Bereshit, Genesis, includes in it the development of the whole of reality. And the book of Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, they are as the keter to all the rest of the parashot and books of the Torah inside that parasha. And Baal HaSulam too, he took the book of Bereshit from the Zohar, and he interpreted it in the deepest, most profound way, and therefore we have what to learn from there. In general, from everything, but from the book of Bereshit especially, because he commentated it more than anything else, explained why the approach, the attitude. Yes.
There's questions about the hatred which is discovered while reading, also from Musa from the translation booth, and also David from Australia. How can I use the hatred which is revealed while reading the Zohar to the friends or towards the Creator?
To use it, there's rejection between the friends, hatred, disrespect. Hatred is something that you wait. It's not hatred yet. At first, it's just indifference, what I discover, that I have no connection to anyone. Suppose part of the people will disappear, so what? They'll disappear, maybe even better. And even if everyone disappears, it's okay too. Meaning, I don't feel them close. Don't feel them close. What should I do? Regret it. So where will you discover the Creator? Each one has to be not simply as a simple partner, but as a partner in my soul. If you don't have that, then what can you do? Okay, one time.
Good morning, Rav, friends, World Kli, all the people who are working for us and for the World Kli. I want, with your permission, Rav, about the Zohar. I'm trying to connect the Lamed Bet, the 32 that is coming, that comes around in the Zohar a lot. Now, there's a connection between Lamed Bet, Lev, Lev Ha'Even, the start of Heart of Stone, and the 32 Paths of Wisdom that come out from Bina to Chochmah. Is there a connection between all those things?
Well, there is, so what? But is there so much to explain about it? And if we do explain, then during the reading of the Zohar, it's not... Look, the reforming light, it comes from the suffering that I don't attain. And it's not because I don't understand. So if you yearn for the understanding of why exactly the Lamed Bet here and not Lamed Bet there you want, then, you know, just knowledge. What we have to care for is attainment. Attainment, it means that I feel these things in my corrected vessels. I can feel them. That's how it is. And therefore, I have to think about this and regret it. And why didn't I want to tell you about the 75 parts? Because what? In half a minute, you'll forget about all of it. Because it's not in your will to receive. It's not something that is necessary for the will to receive. We have to yearn for things that are necessary for the attainment of the Creator. By this, we give Him contentment.
Tzena Urena Bnot Zion, Piska 651. צנע אורנה בנות ציון במלך
שלמה 651. Go and see the daughters of Zion and King Solomon in what his mother made for his wedding. We couldn't find in the whole Torah that Bathsheba gave Shlomo. And he wanted to see what is exit. 652. What are the righteous that have died and passed from this world and were buried in the Holy Land of Israel, that their souls have exited the land of Israel? And the vocal voice should awaken in every place and place in the graveyard. And said, come out and see, come out from under the rottening in the land and awaken from your sleep. That state is called, that grave is called Siyun, and the buried are called the daughters of Zion.
You are worthy, the righteous, to see the glory of the higher holy king that gives peace upon everyone. And you merited by the crown that his mother crowned him, which means thanks to the crown of the Torah that he was crowned by the righteous in the words of the Torah in this world. 654. At the day of his wedding, this wedding, who does it come from? From that nation. The wedding of his nation, the day of the wedding, the day that they became worthy of making the mitzvot of the Torah, which is the happiness of the joy of the righteous. They became worthy at the age of 13 years and on. From that day it is upon the righteous to give joy at the canopy. And because of that, because of that virtue, the Creator is. And we're moving on to the next part of the lesson.